everybody. Welcome to episode 60, Oh Cracking the Spine. I'm Sean.
I'm Zane.
I'm 60 Josh.
There it is. Okay. It's a nice round number,
it's
60.
It's a pretty number.
Yeah.
Not as good as our favorite number, which is still a few episodes away.
Stay tuned. We'll be there.
62.
I see what you did there. You set up one expectation. Did another thing.
It's like jokes 101, man.
That was great.
Zane was saying before the podcast was on how funny we were.
Yeah.
So I figured I would try really hard. And that's how you're the funniest, when you try really hard.
It's definitely working.
And she also called Josh super handsome.
Yes!
I did.
So many compliments.
For you.
I also said that she was handsome.
You did.
Yes, he did.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Sean.
Trim my beard.
I see. It looks pretty.
Oh, pretty. I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll take it. It's as good as I'm going to get. All right. Zane, what did you read?
What are you
reading? What's going on with books for you?
I read Disappearance at Devil's Rock.
Yeah, you finished it.
I finished it.
Nice.
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was good. I read it pretty much, had started it. I was like 100 pages in, and then I finished it because my power went out.
Okay.
Oh, man, that's the best way to finish
a day.
Book.
Especially a scary book. No power?
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to read the ghosts come out of the book.
It was fine. I finished it by sundown.
By sundown?
What? Now I know the power's down actually, for a long time.
That's actually tells time.
It was up for like a day and a half, so. By the time I lost the light.
My husband had returned from the back 40. He had washed and bathed the horses. Supper was almost ready.
Supper.
If you call dinner supper, you're wrong.
I knew two kids who called it supper, and I was always like, what the F are you
Isn't
talking
supper
about?
Supper like the meal after dinner?
That's 11 Z's.
No, 11 Z's is after breakfast. No, supper
That's
is just, it's,
double
it's
brunch.
Interchangeable. Did you hear that they're talking about, the Spanish Prime Minister is talking about doing away with the siesta?
What's the siesta?
What?
Oh, when they take a break?
Europe is going to be so much less Europe-y.
It's just Spain that does it, apparently, anymore.
Okay, well, Mexico doesn't do
they
it?
They definitely did it in Italy when I was there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
At 4 o'clock, everybody goes
home. Yeah, they go home.
And then they take a nap or whatever.
Drink.
It's awesome. And it's also really weird as an American.
Yeah.
Like, walking around.
Super disconcerting. Like, I was there on my honeymoon, and it would be like 6 o'clock. I'd be like, let's go to dinner.
Yeah.
Ghost town.
No one's out.
Everybody comes out at like 9 or 10 o'clock.
What the hell? It's that long?
Yeah. Well, no. They go home for 3 hours.
Oh.
And then they go back and finish their work day, which ends at 8 o'clock, and then their night starts.
Oh my God.
Yeah, man.
It's
kind of awesome, honestly.
It's all right.
It seems like it would be great if you were doing it. Sucky if you had to deal with it.
It just seems like the kind of thing a prime minister would say, like, let's do away with this 100,000-year-old tradition
yeah.
that you people all love.
It's cool because, like, when I was in Italy, like, as an American, it was like, well, you just, like, you get up and you start your day and you just keep going until you're so tired
yep.
that you can't go anymore.
Yep.
And, like, to see people who were like, no, like, we need time in the afternoon
yeah.
to recharge and, like,
yep.
get,
That's
like,
nice.
Gather steam. Like, it was really... It was cool, but it was also really weird to just be, like, out during the day.
It's
and
hard
all
to
of
adjust
sudden,
to. And then
everybody's
just gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
And it was like, what the fuck? What
yeah.
did I do?
Dude.
So did you start anything else after you finished The Spirits?
I started Don't You Cry by Mary Kubica, which is that book that you gave me that we weren't sure about.
Okay.
I'm not very far into it.
And?
I'm not sure about it.
All right. I have this book for you that I meant to give you last week. I'm Thinking of Ending Things.
Oh, yeah.
So there it is. You can have it now.
Okay.
That seems like something I would be into.
No,
it's fiction. It's fiction. Okay.
Yeah, it's work of fiction.
Fiction.
And it's written text, so you'd have a hard time.
Yeah, that's tough.
But whenever you want, Josh, I can give you Devil in the White City.
I need to read that.
You would like that.
I'm still on Cluster Man.
Yeah, I thought you were moving on.
No, I'm going to finish
you're
it.
You're going
to
stick it
it's,
out?
We're getting there. It's hard to read the book in his voice. Sorry, Chuck Klosterman. I know you listen to this show.
That's okay.
Wow.
I don't mind.
It's one of those talking emails.
He called in. It's our first ever call-in show.
Thanks, Chuck.
Thanks for listening, buddy. So I don't have to ask you what you're reading.
It was my birthday week.
You just said you were reading. I'm not going to give you a hard time about it. I was saying I don't
I'm
have
just
to...
programmed now. I'm defensive. I got immune response.
Oh, actually, because it was your birthday, I have something for you, too.
Oh, sweet. Is it going to be awesome?
I don't know. Maybe, if you like it.
Cookies! From your wife. I can tell which kind they are.
Paige and Wren made your favorite cookies. She actually made an extra trip to the grocery store today.
Yep. This is the best birthday ever.
Right? You got really good baked goods from both.
All the
Bauer ladies. Exactly. Get on it, Fran.
Come on, Fran! She texted me.
Did she? What did she say?
Did she remind you about
that? Oh, no. And I just assume it's, I have it in my phone as Fred and Fran. And I know, but I've learned that it's just your mom. Oh, right, right. Your dad's not texting.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no.
So I think the first times, the first like few times, like when I first started working for them, like I was like, I'd be like, thanks, Fred and Fran. And then like now I'm like, that was really dumb.
I mean, honestly, if it's my mom, the sentiment is coming from both of them. Like, sure. There's a 100% chance that right before she sent it, she said to my dad, like, I'm going to send Josh a text message. Yep.
They are one mouth, two minds, pretty much.
So, Sean, what are you reading?
I finished PAX. The book about the fox and killing all humans.
I was talking about to Peter about
The middle grade book.
Yeah, the middle grade book.
And was it sad?
It was so sad.
Sad all the way through?
I mean, the ending wasn't terribly sad, except there's a war going on, and like...
It's better than people dying. Better than puppies dying or foxes.
Well, then don't repack.
Come the F on.
Josh needs to reread that book, Do Dogs Go to Heaven?
No, Dog Heaven. Dog Heaven.
That's
it. With a bone behind every tree. Remember that dramatic reading?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Dog Heaven is also Fox Heaven, so.
Man, I don't... I would rather read a real book about real life genocide than read one children's book about one fox dying.
I mean, that can be arranged. That's not hard to... That's, like, not a hard request.
Like... Like, not all the foxes in the story now. There's a lot of foxes in the story.
There are?
Yeah, because, like, he meets other foxes when he's out in the wild and sort of, like...
And they teach him how to be a fox?
Sort of, yeah. Yeah, and, What?
I wish I had a fox, metaphorical fox, in my life. Teach me how to be a fox.
Person. See, he's kind of foxy. No? All right.
Thanks.
And then
compliment
cast.
Right there it is. Episode 60, The Compliment Show. And then I started reading a book called The Woman in Cabin 10 by Ruth Ware, who I read previously a book called In a Dark, Dark Wood, which we talked about on the show.
Yeah.
I'll remind you guys, was The Hindu, which is the British. Yeah, the British version of A Bachelorette Party.
Yep.
I don't remember this.
Okay. It was like a... It was the one...
Hindu?
Yeah, that's what they call bachelorette parties in
Josh
England.
Hindu, son.
It was an unreliable narrator story.
I think Josh wasn't on the show.
Yeah, I don't remember this.
That can't be right.
I think that was so long ago that Josh wasn't on the show.
I would remember Hindu.
Because I remember you and I...
That means he would have listened to it,
joking about Hindu.
That means he was listening.
He only listens to shows that he's not on?
Yeah, that's how he gets
up to
speed.
That's true. I do not listen to anything that I do. I don't.
That's right, nobody does.
Hey, please, I need help. Listen to myself.
So it's it's coming out in July. It's about this travel journalist who goes on like the maiden voyage of this super exclusive yacht in Scandinavia, and I don't know what happens after that because that's as far
this
as
this sounds like it's gonna be.
Is it scary?
I think it's gonna be like a locked door murder.
Yeah,
like they're out at sea, and I think somebody like they're gonna find a body.
Perfect crime type.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's okay. I mean, I like her writing style. She's very British. Like, it's very...
I don't think I would like that.
It's a very British... Like, it's first person, and it's very, like, you know...
You gotta know about all the old-timey words about trains and stuff.
Yeah, kinda. Sort of. Anyway, so...
I was talking about trains over there. The U, the underground.
The U?
The U-Bahn.
Talk about the University of Miami?
Yeah, the U.
All right, cool. Let's go ahead and take a break.
I don't get that joke.
The nickname for the University of Miami is the U.
The U. Their logo is like a U. It's a hurricane because they're the Hurricanes.
And
it's like a sideways view of a hurricane.
Like Josh Henderson, quarterback.
The U.
Like if he's introducing himself in the Monday Night Football lineup.
They say the U.
And if you go to Ohio State, you say Sean Curran, safety.
There you go. That's good.
The Ohio State.
The Ohio State. Yeah. I don't know why.
Okay.
You learned something.
And then some guys are like Zane Bauer.
Right out.
Defensive tackle. Crenshaw Middle School. And I'm like, shut up.
Well, they do that now with like if they go to like a community college first.
Yeah, dude.
Drives
me crazy.
Like, yeah, that's how you got drafted. They saw you at Bucks County Community College. And we're like, let's get this guy.
Does Bucks County Community College have a football team?
I think they are getting one.
All right, good for them.
Finally.
Go fighting.
It's about time.
As an alumnus, this is very important to me.
Mr. Tumnus.
Tumnus the alumnus.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Zane.
I'm Sean.
I guess Zane's bringing it back. We didn't even have a discussion
Sean
about
and I
it.
Discussed
Zane and
I did.
You were not paying attention.
Cool.
You're busy not listening to the podcast you're actually doing right now.
Hey, man. Whatever.
No, I know.
Works.
It's totally in keeping with your character.
You're gonna get fired.
Oh, man.
I'm not gonna fire him.
Yes.
I'm gonna fire Zane.
Yes!
Zane, do we have a topic or should we just call it a show right now?
Call it.
Call it due to inclement topic.
Roberto Clemente topic.
Shut it down.
He's dead.
Is he?
He did have a plane crash, didn't he?
I don't know.
I think so.
I think you're thinking of Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
No, she also died in a
plane crash?
No, that was the other one. That was Aaliyah.
Aaliyah died in a plane crash.
So did Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
I think he's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They both did?
I think so.
Different plane, I think.
Not the same. Wait, it could have been maybe it was the same plane.
We're going to have to look into it.
We're going to look this up.
I want to say no.
Okay.
It was like flying over Cuba or something.
Puerto Rico, I think.
Yeah.
Left Eye burned down her house.
That was,
she burned down Andre Rison's house.
Yeah.
Because he, like, didn't
Wasn't
call her back or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
whatever.
It was 90s.
Right. Okay. So
that's
yes,
not our topic, though.
Yes, we have a topic, believe it or not.
Famous plane crash deaths.
Leonard Skinner.
And this topic is...
Senator John Hines.
This topic is a listener
John
suggestion,
Denver.
But it's a very old one.
This is an old one?
Yeah.
How old? How old
is
it?
It's been out there for a while. We have a Google Doc of
have we been
listener
avoiding
suggestions.
It?
Not avoiding it, but there's been other suggestions that have come
Sometimes
up.
Sometimes we get excited when new suggestions get submitted.
Shiny
and
penny,
we just
man.
Use those, yeah.
We do get horny
but
for some
we have
new
a Google Doc of... I try to keep track of every suggestion that we get, and I try to compile them on the doc. So this one's been up there, and it was from Luke Gelheiser. Am I wrong? Is Luke Gelheiser Space Butts?
Is he Space Butts? Yeah, he's Space Butts.
Oh, that's a great name.
Which one? Space Butts
yeah,
or Luke
Space
Gelheiser?
Butts.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the only... It's a one-word topic. He did not...
Elaborate.
That's all right. That's our job.
And the
we
topic is audiobooks.
Boom.
Dude,
that's
all it needs to be said.
You would think that before we got to episode 60 of an audio podcast, we would have talked audiobooks.
We weren't ready.
I don't get it.
We weren't ready for it.
It seems like a natural tie-in because audio and audio.
Yeah.
But you said you didn't get it.
I know.
You would think that.
The thing is that she said she didn't get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Guys, don't I look pretty today?
Oh my god.
How's those cookies, Josh?
I haven't had one yet. All
right.
I'm looking forward to it.
Part of the team. Okay, so audiobooks. I don't listen to them.
I've listened to, I think, 2 in my life.
I tried. We got a couple of months, like right around Christmas time, we got access to this Penguin Random House app called Pages.
Mm.
And they like if you had an account with it, you could review like audiobooks for free. Like there were certain books
That's
released
cool.
every month for free.
How do I do it?
Get a job at a bookstore.
Oh, that's what I need.
it was John Sanford's something.
Okay.
I can't remember the title of the book.
Right on.
And I was working on, like, putting together Christmas presents in my garage. And I was like, oh, I'll listen to a book while I'm doing it. Couldn't focus. Couldn't
yeah.
keep characters straight.
On the book,
like,
yeah, if you can't do, you can't do another thing, and at least I can. I'm sure there's somebody out there who can multitask like that. I can't do that. Like you said, like if I was putting like gifts together or doing something,
yeah.
I would just lose track of what was happening.
I was like, I need music. Like this can't just be like, I can't pay attention.
Yeah.
I have, wait, who's that character? I gotta rewind. Like it's a whole thing. What about you, Zane? Do you get into the audiobook?
Get into is probably way too strong of a word. Occasionally.
You get horny for?
Whoa.
Hey, no. That's a discussion for later.
That's episode 61.
I thought episode 61 was going to be famous plane crashes.
Oh, damn it. We're backing up here. Anyway, go on.
Amelia Earhart.
Sometimes I listen to them. I'm really, really, really picky, especially when it comes to narrator.
Like, oh, yes.
When they finally started doing Harry Potter audiobooks, I was like, oh my god, I want to listen to that.
Right.
That sounds awesome. It's a guy?
Yeah.
And immediately I was like, I don't want a male to narrate this. That's
really
unfair. But I wanted it, honestly, I wanted it to be her.
That's
interesting. I wanted it to be J.K. Rowling. That's, like, if I wanted anyone to read this story to me, I wanted it to be in her voice, or at the very least in, like, a female British voice.
A fake J.K. Rowling.
That's what I really wanted, and I found that I was so
turned off,
like,
by that.
Turned off by listening to a male narrator that it was, like, I couldn't do it. Like, I couldn't.
I got one up on you on this. The first audiobook I ever listened to was Ready Player One.
By your boy, Mr. Will Wheaton.
Did you know what you were getting into?
I didn't.
Did you know it was Will Wheaton?
I didn't know it was Will Wheaton. The story goes...
Isn't Will Wheaton a character in that book, too?
Yes. Ugh. He's like... I think he's like...
the president of the council.
Yeah, he's like some kind of president. Oh, my God. And he might be the president of the United States, actually.
That sounds super masturbatory.
Which is... holy shit. Holy shit, dude. Like,
DJ R2-D2.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so, like, I didn't know he did it, but I didn't want to read the book because, like, I had other stuff to do or whatever. And this was for the continue cast, so I needed to have it done. The only way I was going to do it is if I...
So you rented the movie instead of...
I rented the movie, and I paid for it. And I
hated
the book.
Oh my God, you must have listened to everything.
Oh my God.
You listened to the whole thing?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Like, not only is it a terrible book...
How long is that, though? How many hours is that?
It's like 8 hours, I think.
Oh my God, you had Will Wheaton in your head for 8 hours?
Yeah, it was a nightmare.
God, no wonder you have so much self-loathing.
I know, I hate life.
Jesus.
Yeah, and this is like before or after he blocked me on Twitter, because I used to... Like
don't be a dick.
I used to make fun of him all the time, and that's like the worst thing you could do to anyone now.
I blocked him too.
I mean,
I'm sorry, he blocked me too.
Dude, what is with him?
I don't think he blocked me.
Well, Zane.
Say one thing negative about him, he will block you.
Say, one time I saw you and you didn't look, did you feel okay? Blocked. Won't matter. Don't be a dick. Don't say bad things.
A couple of years ago, probably like 2002, 2003, Lewis Black, the comedian, wrote a biography.
Yeah.
And it came out with an audio edition,
and he was reading it. Yes.
And I was like, oh, this should be good, because I love his style. Like, he's insane, you know
Colbert
what I mean?
Colbert did the same thing.
So, I bought the audiobook of Lewis Black, and I listened to it, and the problem is, it's not him, like, in a club doing the material.
It's him just reading
it. It's him
it,
in
yeah.
a sound
reading
booth.
It. Yeah, reading it.
And it's like, he, every once in a while, he gets, like, a little, like, you know, his thing is, like, he gets really crazy
just
and
really
ragey.
Mad.
Yeah.
And, like, it elevates a little bit, but it doesn't translate. It's
doesn't
not
work.
The same.
Yeah. The concept is for an audience, right? And you can't have no audience.
Right.
Because that's what's funny, is that you're watching this man lose his mind.
Right.
It's not funny to just listen to a guy lose his mind.
Well, the thing is, he doesn't lose his mind, really. Right. Like, he gets a little agitated. But, like, I think the audiobook, like... audience doesn't need Lewis Black at his most Lewis Blackest.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean.
I know.
Well,
you mean.
And you know, it's different when you're standing in front of a bunch of people and you're feeding off of that energy, reading the room and sort of tailoring your act as you go. You know, when you're just sitting isolated, like, there's no reason for him to get worked up.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Well,
you know?
It doesn't
so
make
like
sense.
It's
yeah.
it ends up being a flatter performance.
Well, and he's reading what was meant to be like text. Like, he's not, it's not even like he wrote it as a stand-up bit. He wrote it as a book.
Right.
So he's just reading a book.
Well, he had to do his thing, right? They were probably like, Lewis, can you get mad? And he was probably like, I guess.
But yeah.
And then they were like, no, can you get, like,
well, that's
more
what
mad?
I mean. Like, he, you know, like, even if he's, like, trying to do his act and, like, be himself, it's different when, you know, he especially really feeds off of energy.
Yeah.
So, you know, if, like, there's no one in the room, like...
It would be weird.
...contributing to that.
It would be really weird.
It's a flat performance.
I mean, some people swear by audiobooks. Like, a guy who listens to our show is a friend of mine named Lloyd, who probably listening right now.
I know Lloyd.
Lloyd pretty much only listens to audiobooks. Now, he also has a really long commute for his job.
That works.
Like, he spends a lot of time in his car. So, he ends up, like, when he says that he read a book, what he means is, like, he listened to the audio. Which is totally, that's absolutely...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but, like... It's just never, even when I was commuting, I commuted on the train. Like, I never, you know, drove very far from my jobs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it never got into me.
Like you said, like, I think if you want to assimilate that information, audiobook is a good way to assimilate the information in the book. And it goes in your brain, and then you, like, know what happens. Like, if you had to take a test.
I feel the opposite.
Really?
Me too.
I feel like...
I'm with you,
I am constantly missing things
yeah.
when they're being said to me. Like, I find it really hard to keep up. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, a lot of times the audiobooks that I'm interested in are books where I, like, feel pretty confident that I can keep up. Like, I got the Tina Fey audiobook.
Oh, Bossy Pants?
Yeah. Yeah. Because she did it herself, and I was like, so, like, it's being read in the voice that I want it to be read in, you know, and, like, but, like, I can keep up with Tina Fey's, you know, memoirs or whatever.
And, like, I bought the Amy Poehler, the vinyl version of Yes Please.
Right.
Mostly, I think it's kind of like collectible kind of a thing.
Right.
But, like, I'll listen to it at some point. Like, I haven't listened to
it. I haven't listened to that one, although I heard that one's fun because she's got, like, cameos.
Yeah, and, she, like, brings in, like special guests and stuff.
There's,
like,
shtick on there, which should be more fun.
Yeah.
But you gave me, Sean, for a car trip once, you gave me Neil Gaiman reading his, it's a short story.
The Truth Is a Cave in the Dark Mountain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I was a little disappointed. I was like, maybe Neil is not the person that I want narrating this.
Interesting.
Which I was surprised at. But it was, you know, it's a Neil Gaiman story, and so it was a little...
Isn't there, like, an orchestra with him, too, or something? Or like
yes,
a four,
there
like a,
was. Yeah. There was music, and that part was very cool.
Neil
but
Gaiman's
it was,
S&M.
Like, we ended up listening to it twice, because the first time that Dan and I listened to it, we were like, I feel like I missed parts.
Right.
You know, and it's not because, like, the story is, like, so complicated. It was over my head. It's just, it was complicated enough that it was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well,
and I feel that way. Like, I feel like there's something about the format where, like, especially if I was reading books like you like to read, Josh, where it's, like, facts.
Yeah.
Like, I would not
reading
be able to
absolutely,
absorb anything.
Actually reading is always, I'm going to say better.
Like for retention?
For
or
retention,
just...
yes. Yeah. Because it does, it's exercise. It's like, it's like the same thing as like actually running or going on one of those jiggle machines like in the 50s, you know, like the machine's doing the work for you if you're listening to an audiobook.
The Slenderizer.
Right, the Slenderizer. And like, that's fine if you want to just get the, like fast food. You just want the information inside of you as quick as possible. But if you want to actually like remember and have it be meaningful, I think reading is always better.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, you just want to eat a Big Mac. Sometimes you just put on some Ready Player One and just hate your life.
And I feel like we kind of have to be in the minority because I looked up some statistics on audiobooks.
Here we go. Stat time. Bow, 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 bow.
Sorry.
Stacks.
No, I love stat time. This is the only person who does anything.
I edit the show.
He edits the show. What do I do?
You show up.
That's true.
Most
sometimes.
Of the time.
Birthday week.
I got some of this information off of publishingtrends.com.
Mm-hmm.
In 2014, the American Association of Audio Publishers said...
boy, their conference is a hoot.
Woo!
Audiobook sales were up 28%.
That's a lot.
And that's...
Jesus.
It's continued growth every year. Like, I found statistics as far back as, like, 2012. And every year it's like, and we're reporting 25% increase. Like, every
year...
That's
insane. That is insane growth.
It's like the mafia.
The growth for audiobook sales for 2014 was bigger even than ebook sales.
That doesn't surprise me.
Ebook
I feel like
ebook
sales
went up at like 6%, and you know, again, audiobooks were 28%. Like that's crazy.
Audible.com.
Also,
and iBooks.
Off of that same website, the average user is 30 plus years old, educated, and affluent.
Ooh, she sounds hot.
More than 2/3 of audiobook.
The affluent part really gave me a boner.
More than 2/3 of audiobook buyers described audiobooks as relaxing and a good way to multitask.
I can't.
Listeners also stated that an audio performance makes some books more interesting than they would be in print. Totally disagree.
I disagree.
I could see that in certain instances.
Those who prefer download and streaming formats are younger, but more affluent listeners still listen mostly to CD. Now, that statistic is from 2012.
CD?
I got that on audiopub.org.
That's interesting.
Which I feel like that one I wrote down and I was like, that has to be...
Like a trend on its way out?
Well, because that statistic is from 2012.
Right.
It's 2016. There's no way that's still
the
true.
The old-timey days of 2012.
CD over digital formats.
We have a pretty good selection of CDs here, but...
Sure,
you know.
But like, honestly, if I was going to buy an audiobook, I'd be like, I don't know, Amazon?
Yeah, I want to download it right now.
Like,
you go to iTunes.
Exactly. Like, go to iBooks on my phone or something and buy it there. Like, I'm not going to come into a bookstore.
Right.
But as far as that, like, not being compelled, like as compelling as reading, I'll toss out the Game of Thrones.
Uh-huh.
Because the Game of Thrones books, all of them, have been read by one narrator.
Who?
I can't remember his name.
He's a mystery.
But he's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
For reading the most.
For having, he gives every character a different voice.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
And apparently has, like, a method for keeping it all straight.
That would make it easier, because Game of Thrones honestly sounds, like, really daunting to listen to as an audiobook.
Right, yeah. Because
frankly, it's confusing enough in print.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. He jumps around, like, in place and time, and there's so many people to keep straight.
And everyone has so many similar names and stuff.
Yeah, apparently he's, like, he just does a different, like, he's got 500 or so stock characters.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Pretty good voice actor. That's insane.
We're going to get that. We're going to get that name.
Yeah.
He needs credit on this show.
So the most interesting...
Actually, I remembered. It's Wilder Vol Ndarema.
Oh!
Oh, the greatest American actor of all time.
Predator.
Predator?
Harry and the Hendersons. Last week that he was a Predator.
Yeah, he was Predator, yeah.
Keep up!
Come on, Josh!
Josh, man. You were here last week.
We've done like 62 of these shows.
Never hold a rabbit, never rise on these legs. God damn it, I can't do Gandalf!
That's alright. I mean, I didn't know it was Gandalf until you said
it. It's worse than it was last week.
It was worse. Hey, Bilbo!
Hey!
So, I thought the most interesting fact that I found.
Oh, she didn't lead with the most interesting. She held it back.
Damn, that's smart.
It's less a fact and more speculation.
That's not a fact at
all.
Is
that podcasts have helped spark the trend.
Yes.
I was waiting for some klaxons. Increase in audiobooks. And they a lot of these places cited Serial specifically. However, there's a bunch of dissenting opinions. There's a lot of stuff that I read that was like, no, it's not. It's not podcasts. It's something like Serial, where it's the immersion and like a Serial story being told.
Right.
You know,
or like
week
Welcome
by
to
week
Night Vale.
Unfolding.
Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. They pump Audacity. He pitches that every episode.
Right.
And people love that. That podcast, right. So he's probably getting people to sign up, and you get a free book or whatever.
Yeah.
So,
but I thought it was interesting, and I honestly agree because, like,
this podcast sells books, bitches.
Oh man, we're like the number one best podcast.
I read that somewhere.
That's not fact so much as it's speculation.
In the Henderson Weekly.
bitches be listening to this at Hen Dudes. Like, you want to come over and listen to Cracking the Spine?
A spot of tea, Governor.
But I would argue that, it's podcasts that are starting to make audiobooks seem more, like, accessible and, like, digestible to me.
Yep.
Like, getting used to consuming media
in that way,
in this way.
Yeah.
Then sort of sets me up to be like, yeah, maybe I feel like I'm starting to warm to audiobooks where I feel like I should really start listening to them. You know what I mean? But, like, because
well,
I can listen to podcasts, so what's the
lady.
Difference?
30 plus. Educated.
You're not 30 yet.
Thank you.
You're not?
Soon enough.
No, not yet.
Oh.
We're going to throw an end of the world party. Zane's 30.
I'm still in my 20s.
Me too.
Birthday week.
But, I don't know. I thought that was...
Yeah, I don't have anything against it, but I just...
Well,
I don't know.
I'm so discerning. I feel like it's very rare that a podcast has all these elements that line up where I'm like, yes,
well,
I could listen to that.
It could be ruined for you.
I'm sorry. I mean, I meant
audiobooks.
I said podcast.
Okay.
I think just starting out with Ready Player One and having Will Wheaton do it just really soured the whole thing.
I wonder who read
for me.
Armada.
Probably him. I think it might have been.
I think it was. I think we've talked about that before.
He's the guy now.
Yeah.
He's like, he's Ernest Cline's, I had it. Two people who always work together, like Robert De Niro and Martin Scorsese.
Yeah,
or
Leonardo DiCaprio and Martin Scorsese, or
Quentin Tarantino and Quentin Tarantino.
Quentin Tarantino and the guy from,
Sam Jackson.
Reservoir Dogs.
Hasn't Sam Jackson been in all of his movies?
All of them, I think. Yeah. Everyone. Jackie Brown?
No, he wasn't in Reservoir Dogs. Yeah, he was in Jackie Brown.
I don't remember.
He was Odell Roby.
I don't remember. Oh, is he the guy who
was the bad guy?
He
was the guy. He was the main villain.
I listened to the audiobook. There
it is.
I don't remember.
All right.
That's good. We did it. All right. Let's take a little break. Zane stuck a fork in us.
All right, we'll be right back.
We got cookies.
Sean, welcome back to Cracking the Spine.
And I'm Zane.
She didn't say the name of the show.
She also didn't say hello.
Oh, boy.
So, Zane, you're fired.
Yeah! Finally!
So, we double-checked a couple of things while we were gone.
Fact checked.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez died in a car crash.
In Honduras.
Which is very similar.
So, we're going to have to...
retcon that.
We'll have to do a car crash episode after we do our plane crash episode. James Dean. Go ahead.
I can do both. I can do a car crash and a plane crash.
Okay.
Randy Rhodes. Plane ran into the bus, killed him.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And Lisa Left Eye Lopez. No, I'm sorry. And Aaliyah died in the plane crash in the Bahamas.
Bermuda Tringle did it.
The Bermuda Tringle did her in. Sonny Bono, skiing.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, what's her name?
Natasha
Henstridge, yeah. Henstridge. We got three episodes up ahead of us, guys.
Yo, skiing accidents is a big one.
Super book related.
You remember when we used to
have... work, guys.
I'm going to go on a tangent. Remember when we used to have arguments about skiing? We would be like, me and you, Zane, would always be like, I really want to go skiing. Yeah. And then Sean's like, fuck that, I'm not going skiing.
The most surprising part is
paid like hundreds of dollars to break your leg.
Sean is the one who is really adamant about not wanting to go skiing, but Josh is the one who is like deathly afraid of heights.
Yeah, I don't want to go on the lift.
I don't want to go skiing. I want to go sledding. Snow,
you can do that.
Tobogganing.
You can do that.
Yeah, they got inner tubes and stuff.
No. I can go sledding for free.
No, there's no mountains.
You can like go down the hill.
It's a mountain.
Yeah, I know. You know what lives on mountains?
Bigfoot.
Goats. Not humans. Humans aren't supposed to be on mountains.
I gotta get them goat horns from my sky.
Every skier dies skiing.
Every skier.
Everyone who skis dies doing it.
100% of skiers have died in their lives.
I'm saying. Life expectancy over a long enough period of time drops to zero for every skier. So what was the
good segue.
The other fact that we checked... was the guy who does all the audiobooks for Game of Thrones, whose name is Roy Dotrice.
I'd say Dotrice.
He does 224 different voices.
Couldn't have done one more? 225?
And he is 92 years old.
He was in the British Army, or Royal the RAF, and he was a prisoner of war in Germany for 4 years.
That's where I learned how to do all his
voices.
What
have you done?
He'd be like, I'm going to do a German voice.
Maybe he was like that guy in Hogan's Heroes that was always on the phone, right? Yeah. So he had to like,
he had to make the voices up. That's who he was.
Richard Dawson, I think, was that character in the
yes!
show.
Yes! Yeah.
I love that show. Richard Dawson's dead, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was a skiing accident.
No. He didn't kill himself. That was...
No, that was Ray Combs.
Ray Combs.
Yeah.
That's sad.
It's seven kids.
I would kill myself if I had seven kids.
You know, I'm one of seven kids.
I still am standing by
that. Right, fair enough. So, there it is, another book-centered podcast.
You're welcome.
Like we do. Oh, there was one more thing I wanted to talk about. It was sent to me by a listener called my wife that...
I know her. She made me cookies recently.
That she read that some guy, and I want to get you guys' opinion on this, some guy bought the chair that J.K. Rowling wrote Harry Potter in.
Okay.
What would you pay for a chair that J.K. Rowling wrote Harry Potter in?
I wouldn't.
$0.
I don't care.
What do you think someone would pay for the chair?
I'm going to guess it's millions of dollars.
It's $400,000.
That
may even have been pounds, which means $800,000.
Chair's not magic.
Right?
It's just a chair. It's just her ass at it.
She sent me the story, and I was like, do you think he just sniffs it all day?
That's
exactly what she said!
Is it a vinyl chair?
It's a folding metal chair.
There's all up in that chair. Is it?
I don't know. No, I don't.
Well, she was really poor when she wrote it, so maybe it's just like a bunch of sticks.
I imagine it's like that chair Mr. Burns has at the Springfield Community College.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll put a picture up of it later.
Burns.
I thought that she wrote Harry Potter in a car with Jewel.
No, Jewel was in a car with Lisa Left Eye Lopez and Honduras.
Oh, and Jewel was homeless after that because you can't live in a crash car.
And when it flipped, Jackie Kennedy tried to climb out the back, but the Secret Service guy who shot her was like, no.
Here's your brain, yeah. John F.
Just all right. In case.
That's the most tangent we've ever tangented.
Follow it.
Until next week.
Read a book.
Books. Check them out. All right, so, get at us. Tweet us. Twitter. Reddit us. Gmail
us.
Do
you have an opinion on audiobooks?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? When do you listen to them? Do you lose track of what you're doing? Because I can't do two things at once.
What? Tell us some of the best narrators. Like, outside famous actors and actresses.
Yeah, maybe we're just not listening to the right audiobooks.
Right.
Like, guide us.
Tag Will Wheaton and tell him to go F himself.
Get blocked.
You're only doing yourself a
all
favor.
All this and more on the next Cracking the Spine.
We'll talk more next week.